Listening Library presents Mimas by Lily Toll. Read for you by Maxwell Caulfield. Montfield. But the sorceress avenged herself on the prince by imprisoning him in a stone tower without a roof. Deprived of shelter, he was scorched by the sun and soaked by the rain and snow. And the sorceress commanded a raven to fly over the tower once a day and let fall a thimbleful of water and a morsel of food, as black and bitter as wormwood. Tanko fell silent. The other boys sitting beside him on the tree trunk stared at him expectantly. Florin could feel the prince's parching thirst, the taste of wormwood on his tongue. "What then?" Senna insisted. "What happened to the prince after that?" Lost in thought, Tanko bent and picked up a round piece of moss from the forest floor. Stroking it as if it were a furry little animal, he went on. The prince groaned aloud in his distress, but all that answered him was the silence of the sky and the howling of the wind. And the sorceress, having considered how to increase his sufferings, commanded an eagle to... The boys gave a jump, startled by a loud snapping of twigs in the undergrowth.
"What an impressive sight!" said a familiar voice. The four youngsters sprang to their feet at the sound of it. "There they sit, like a row of ringed doves, the future masters of Moldovia, shuddering at some old wives' tale. Why trouble to go to the exercise yard? That old count..."